I know it's here somewhere.
Finally. Oh, it's time for the gossip. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Ladies and gentlemen, please take your seats. The show is about to begin.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in.
The show.
Hi, yes, once again, you're here, I'm there, you're there, I'm here, we're all wherever we're supposed to be, and you're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, and it's been a very strange and curmudgeonly week this week, as well it should be, because, of course, I've been doing geeky things. We had a really geeky time yesterday. We went to my boss and my coworker and myself, who is my backup for Citrix, went to the offices of some consultants in Greensboro that specialize in Citrix, and we got to geek out on all kinds of cool stuff, like, for instance, VMware and Citrix, and, dude, it was such fun, and they took us to lunch and fed us a free lunch, and I like that in a vendor. Ha. You know, it's kind of like, dude, free lunch, cool. Anyway, it was really cool, and they're a bunch of nice guys. I mean, man, these guys are cool. The organization, by the way, is called Yarrow, kind of like the marrow of your bone, except with a Y. Yarrow, yes. Anyway, these folks know their stuff. They really do. They've got it together. What can I say? Anyway, the point is that through meeting the geeks there, and since they were so incredibly geeky, and we had such a geek-out time, they shared with me some things that amount to geek culture. And you know the doctor, he loves his geek culture. So we've got, actually, a twofer today. We have two geek cultures. How cool is that? I actually went and got one while I was talking to you, so if you heard little clicky sounds, I don't know if you did or not, but it was because I was going out and getting the other one that I forgot to load into the program before I started. It happens. Anyway, the first geek culture, though, is a continuation of just some random guy who, as we know, is this random guy who puts out videos on YouTube. And the Game Master, of course, is the one who turned me on to the Batman, Iron Man, DC, I'm a Marvel, you're a DC, blah-de-blah, all those things that he does so well out there on YouTube. And this one is particularly odd. This is Batman and Iron Man, and Iron Man is reacting to the hype over the Batman movie, which basically everybody is saying, you've got to go see this movie or else the world will end. And I was watching a review today, actually, of some guys on Revision 3, and they were talking about the movie, and they were like, oh, man, whoa, oh, ah. And, you know, they just went on and on and on. It was kind of sad to watch because they're running out of actual English words to describe how cool the movie was. It was kind of odd to watch. But at any rate, it sounds like it's going to be a good movie. We're going to go see it, of course. But we're a little behind the times. We didn't stay up until midnight and watch it on Thursday night, Friday morning, depending on how you look at it. I do understand that it made $18.5 million in that one showing. That's kind of extreme. I also heard that the movie is 2.5 hours long. Dude. I mean, that's like as long as Lord of the Rings was. The Game Master says Lord of the Rings was 3.5 hours. Dude, I don't remember it being 3.5 hours. I do remember it being a good movie and sitting on the edge of my seat going, whoa, this is so cool. So, anyway, so Batman being 2.5 hours, okay, maybe it's not as long as Lord of the Rings, but that's a long movie. Anyway. However, I understand that basically you forget to breathe while watching it. Many people have said that. So I would encourage you, when you go watch it, don't forget to breathe. Yes. Okay, so, as you can see, the hype concerning Batman is quite up there in the stratosphere. So let's hear just some random guy in his rendition of I'm a Marvel, I'm a DC, thing about Batman and Iron Man.
Look at him, poor guy. He must be under so much pressure. I mean, the hype over The Dark Knight is ridiculous. Expectations are just so high that there's no way it could measure up to them.
You okay?
Oh, yeah. No, let's do this. Hi, I'm a Marvel. Or could it? Hey, what is this? Where's everybody going?
We're going to see The Dark Knight. It's awesome! I bought my tickets 2 months ago. I got mine 6 months ago. I cryogenically froze myself 3 years ago. It's that awesome!
Well, you know, if it's sold out, Iron Man is still in theaters.
Iron Man? That's so retro. What?
It came out 2 months ago.
Exactly. Stop living in the past.
Well, I, for one, prefer to live in the past.
Well, thank you. You know, some people can be just...
I traveled back in time from the year 2047 to see this movie, because it is still sold out in the future. But its awesomeness has brought about an age of peace and prosperity, eliminating war and hunger.
Oh, now wait just a minute.
It also helped us make first contact with alien life forms right about now.
We are here to meet the species that made the Dark Knight.
You have been deemed worthy of us sharing all of our technology with you.
Oh, come on! From now on, every day shall be like Christmas.
Except today, son. I gotta check this out.
Santa?
Hey, it's July. Where have I gotta be?
People, please, how big can this movie be?
My children, I have come back to you. The sheer awesomeness of The Dark Knight has brought about my second coming, and with it, the rapture, which shall begin immediately after the 7:45 showing. I gotta see this bad boy.
No!
I'm Batman. I'm Batman. I'm Batman. I'm Batman.
What?
I'm Batman.
Oh, fine! Yes, okay, I know, all right? You're Batman. You're awesome. Fine, okay? I get it, all right? God!
Fine, I'm a DC, all right?
Yeah. So he finally admitted he was a DC instead of just saying, I'm Batman. just some random guy. He's just such a very strange dude. Anyway, so there's some geek culture for you from YouTube. YouTube, iTube, we all tube for iTube. Anyway, YouTube. I'm in a weird mood today, and that's because I got to geek out on Friday, and my geek genes are just charged with geekiness. Anyway, And let me set up the next geek culture. But before I do that, I must remind you...
This podcast is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. TechPodcasts.com. If it's tech, it's here.
Oh, dude, if it is tech, it is right here on Dr. Bill the Computer Curmudgeon, because we are proud members of the Tech Podcast Network, and that's why I'm accenting the geekiness this week. Which is why I played some geek culture right at the beginning there, and I'm going to play some really geeky geek culture here in just a minute after I set it up. But for right now, I need to remind you that Citrix Systems is a sponsor of Dr. Bill, the Computer Curmudgeon, And if you go to our blog, drbill.cc, and go over to the right-hand upper corner and see the Go To My PC ad, click that, you'll get a 30-day free trial of Go To My PC. And you'll be able to, guess what, go to your PC anywhere on the interweb, and it'll just go through the tubes. So, you'll be able to get to files, you'll be able to get to all your programs, you will be able to use your computer from anywhere that you can use a web browser. I mean, you could be at a friend's house, and you could say, dude, can I use your computer a minute? And you pull up the web browser, and you go to my PC, and there you are, connected to your PC, wherever it is, and you could say, hey, let me show you this cool new thing that I found. You know, whatever, it's so awesome. So you need to take advantage of that 30-day free trial. So click on the link. Matter of fact, tell your friends, click on the link on drbill.cc. Okay, now, here's the thing. Let me set you up for the geekiness. That is, I am a certified VMware professional. You knew I was certifiable, didn't you? Ha ha! Well, in my actual professional life, I am truly a certified VMware professional. And I'm also a certified Citrix administrator. So I have many certifications. Ha ha! And we won't go there. We won't talk about the other ones. Anyway, the point is that VMware is just so incredibly cool. Now, you might say, oh, I've never used VMware. Well, if you're not a professional geek who works day in and day out in a giant, you know, information systems center like myself, then maybe you haven't used VMware in that sense. However, there is a free version of VMware Server that you can download, and you can get some experience with it, and I encourage you to do that. If you go to VMware.com, VM, as it is spelled, VMware, VMware.com, you can download the free server, and you can play with it and get familiar with it. And if you think that's really cool, then you may say, whoa, I'll go one up and get the kind of consumer workstation version, which is available, and you can do that. And then if you really want to dive in deep and spend the big bucks, you can go ahead and get ESX Server and get you some heavy-duty hardware and put ESX Server on that, and then you can run many, 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 many servers on top of that one instance. See, the way VMware works is it virtualizes everything. So there's no real hardware for all the guest operating systems. It's all virtualized. It's just so cool. Anyway, let's calm down just a moment. The cool thing about what VMware has done is they have a meeting, you know, kind of a VMware world every year. And this past year, they said, okay, all you geek dudes, we've been watching this YouTube stuff you guys do, so we're going to have a contest. So in this contest, we're going to let you do a VMware video, and we're going to judge the best one, and we're going to give them a prize. And so they did that. And the winners were some guys from NC State University. NC as in North Carolina, as in where I am from. So that basically makes them hometown guys for Dr. Bill. Dude, I had my very best friend, as a matter of fact, went to NC State University, and I visited there quite a lot, particularly in their computer center. Now, you got to remember, this was back in the day. Oh, yes, way back in the day, in the 70s. Yes, and so the computers they had were PDP-11s, and they were playing Space War, and we would spend hours and hours and hours and hours and hours and hours playing Space War. Now, the thing about it is, we didn't have handheld controllers back then. No. What we had to do was sit in a chair and look at a screen, which was a raster graphic screen, very strange, and then we had to reach over behind our shoulder and flip switches to control the spaceships and shoot the lasers and the photon torpedoes. And they had programmed into it, you see, all the mathematical functionality so that actual gravitation worked around the star that it was orbiting, and so the orbit would decay, and you had to watch out or you'd fall into the sun, and it was just really cool. And we'd do a run to the Krispy Kreme and get 2 dozen donuts, very hot, bring them back at 2 a.m, and play Space War with our arms stretched behind our back in great pain, and eat lots of donuts. Hey, we were college kids. Give us a break. Anyway, boy, did I digress. I digressed all the way back to 1976. Anyway, the point is, I just tend to do that occasionally. Anyway, flashback. So, where was I? I was talking about NC State. So I have some experience with NC State University. Yes. And didn't go there, but I was there a lot playing Space War. So, anyway, if you're listening, Matt, it's your fault. So, here's the thing. These guys won this contest. Now, this is so cool. What they did is they wrote a song about VMware, and they set this up on a video. Now, if you like this video that I'm about, well, the audio from the video that I'm about to play, then you need to watch DrBill.tv this week, because I'm going to show the video along with lots of other VMware videos, and they're all weird, so you'll like them. So, without further ado, and boy, we've had a lot of ado up to this point, we're going to play the second Geek Culture of the Week, which is the guys from NC State University. Now, to set it up, this guy is doing an interview kind of thing, and the interviewer says, so what about this virtualization stuff? And he begins to explain by singing a song.
We use VMware to automate the creation of servers. 100 images in a matter of minutes, without configuring 100 separate machines. We can rapidly create and destroy among the chaos and riots, and use a bunch of thin, thin clients, with no phone calls interrupting my dreams. What if the server goes down? We can't reload all of the settings like instantly. And all for high availability. Failover, overworking so well, so well. What if the server goes down? We guarantee the data, data recovery. Our other data center warm and ready. Check out our virtualized hardware hotel, hotel. VMware results in massive consolidation. And all that money, I guess we save some. A smaller tech department servicing needs. VMware saves us a fortune in electrical cooling. It's more efficient in the space that we're using. The extra room can be obtained for a fee. What if the server goes down? We can reload all of the settings like instantly. And offer high availability. Overworking so well, so well. What if the server goes down? We guarantee the data, data recovery. Our other data center warm and ready. Check out our virtualized hyper hotel, hotel. Yeah, if the server goes down.
Oh yeah. Boom. Yeah. I like it. It's just such fun. Anyway, thanks to the guys over at Yarrow for giving me that MP3 to play as Geek Culture Today on the podcast. And if you need Citrix Consulting and VMware Consulting, check them out. Call Yarrow. They're a bunch of cool guys. Lots of fun. Oh, we got to geek out so much. Anyway, I even showed them a little bit of a DrBill.tv show, and they were all like there going, what is this? What in the world is going on? Who is this dude? Anyway, it was fun. So, check that out. By the way, if you haven't seen the Dr. Bill episode that I showed them, which is the one about the middleman, you need to check that out too, because the middleman is awesome. So you need to check that out. Lots of things to check out. You guys are just going to be so busy. I just don't know what you're going to do. Anyway, let's go to the tech news. Oh, wait a minute. Before we go to the tech news, I think it's good that we should play the Blueberry, little Blueberry bumper.
This
bumper for Blueberry.
This podcast is a member of the Blueberry Network. Blueberry. No ease. That's Blueberry, BLUBRRY.com. Blueberry.com.
Yes, you know, we call those little things bumpers, and so that's why it's hard to say Blueberry bumper. Ha! Anyway, I'm a member of the Blueberry Podcast Network as well as the Tech Podcast Network. I'm just such a joiner! So, we'll talk more about that in just a moment. I have a little illustration of that fact that will become germane in just a moment. Yes, little official literary lingo there. All right, next item, first item, this is an item, and that is Microsoft cuts Xbox 360 prices and adds a new SKU. You know, SKU is those things that have little barcodes. Well, never mind. Anyway, the point is, Microsoft cutting prices? I mean, dude, they're the evil empire. They don't cut prices. But they did this time. Why did they do that? Because they came out with a new model of the Xbox 360. The new Xbox 360 will be, let's see, 60 gigabytes. Is that right? No, 120 gigabytes. The new one's 120 gigabytes. The old premium one was 60 gigabytes. And the regular old one is 20 gigabytes. Okay, so here's the deal. The new 120 gigabyte model is going to be $449.99. They're cutting the price of the 20 gig model down by 50 bucks to $299.99 to get it under 300 by just penny. So, I guess the idea is to make it somewhat more affordable. By a penny. No, by 50 bucks. But a penny under 300. So there you go. Anyway, they also introduced the Xbox Live Video Marketplace that has users filling up their 20 gig hard drives quickly. So, they plan to add more disk space so they can get you to download more stuff. So the Elite SKU has been added. There you go. I know that's gaming news, but you know the Game Master, he likes to ramble on about gaming stuff like reviews and stuff, and so it's up to me to tell you these, you know, newsy things. So, and he goes, meh. Indeed. Okay, so now the point I was going to make about how I'm a joiner. Okay, I'm a joiner, but I don't join things that I think are lame. But I was overcome and finally had to join Twitter. Now, the Game Master says double meh on that because he thinks social... He thinks it's the stupidest thing ever, he says. And that's because he is not into social networking. He's just basically a loner. You know, he's like his dear old dad was when I was his age. I sat around and read books. That's pretty much all I did. Period. End of discussion. There were no video games. There were no consoles. There were no handheld devices. There were only books. So books and comic books, that was it. And I did not interact with humans until I got much older. I eventually had to interact with humans or my brain would have ceased to function. But he hasn't reached that stage yet, and so he still sits there. Now here's the thing. So, Twitter, I kept hearing about Twitter from Leo Laporte and John C. Dvorak and all the guys on Twit this week in tech. And they kept talking about, dude, this is so cool. Oh, yeah, you know. And I'm like, I don't know. You know, I don't know. So, finally, I created myself a Twitter account. Dr. Bill Bailey at Twitter. And so, I've entered a few tweets, as they call them. And it's okay. You know. Okay. And I've actually had a few people start following me. I don't know why. You know, I kind of wonder if it's the equivalent of spam. You know, people just kind of join because they join. I don't know. But there's a few people out there that are following me. So if you want to follow me on Twitter and hear my random comments, I even have a Twitter box on my website now. If you scroll down, it will say what I am doing. And right now, as of, what is today, July 19th, a Saturday morning, The Twitter box here on the drbill.cc website says what I am doing. I am random. I am watching Star Trek. It is Voyager. But it almost still counts. Ben says hi. That was one day ago. We were sitting there watching Voyager. And of course, being Voyager, I was bored. And so I Twittered. Ha ha. Anyway. So occasionally I will Twitter just for the sake of Twittering. You know, what I really probably should do is I should probably go to Twitter right this moment, twitter.com, and it brings up a website, which occasionally it doesn't, because sometimes Twitter is actually, you know, not there. It's so popular that it actually crashes. And I'm going to say, it says, what are you doing? I'm doing a podcast right now. And I hit update, and boom, it says I'm doing a podcast right now. If I go over now to my Twitter box on Dr. Bill and do a refresh, I click the refresh button, then it refreshes, and it says what I am doing a podcast right now. Isn't that amazing? Isn't technology just so incredibly amazing? Yeah. Well, that's Twitter for you, and that's how it works. And now you know what all the hubbub is about. Yeah. Okay, so next item. Whoa! It's the Geek Software of the Week, and this week's Geek Software of the Week is Hover IP. Hover IP is a neat freeware tool that runs on Windows XP, Vista, you know, the basic Windowsy things. However, important, this will not run on Windows 95, but I will say this, if you're listening to Dr. Bill, the Computer Curmudgeon, and you're still running Windows 95, you are lame. Ha ha ha. I know that if you're listening to Dr. Bill, the Computer Curmudgeon, you are not running Windows 95, and therefore it's safe for me to say you're lame because you wouldn't be running it, believe me. Anyway, the people out there that are still running Windows 95, they're probably not even on the internet. They're like, dude, I don't even know how to hook the thing up to the wall. You know what I mean? Anyway, the thing is, it'll run on the regular Windows type Windows. And so it runs, and it allows you to do NS lookups, pings, trace routes, scan ports, check your network manager routes, and track down all the open ports on your system. And it gives you one screen that contains all your network settings, so you can set it without having to go from screen to screen to screen to screen like the Evil Empire wants you to. They want you to click around a lot because they like to sit back and go, we're making them click all over the place, isn't that so cool? No, this takes it all and puts it in one screen so that you can defeat the Evil Empire in their attempt to make you look like an idiot. There you go. So, it's very important shareware. Well, it's not even shareware. It's freeware. Freeware. Meaning, you just download it. You don't pay nobody nothing. Yes. So, I'm just in such a freaky mood this week. So, you now have your geek culture of the week twice over. Two whole things of it. And you have your very own geek software of the week. So you are just... Whoa! I hit the wrong button. I shouldn't hit wrong buttons. Anyway, you're just doubly blessed by geekiness. I hit the wrong button. Why do I do things like that? I keep wondering about those things, but I just do. You know what I mean? I don't know. Anyway, there's the music, so I'm gonna get out of here. Don't forget to watch DrBill.TV this week, because it's going to be VMware geeky. And we love VMware. The doctor is out of here!